This is Fix the Universe, the podcast about using technology to make the world a better place. I'm Kyle McDermott, and with me is Cole Johnson. For episode two, I wanted to talk about Google's driverless cars that are getting some attention, especially from Nevada. Nevada Assembly Bill number 511 that just passed recently.
Wait, just to be clear, you said driverless?
Yeah, driverless cars. So Google has created cars that can drive themselves.
Okay, like in traffic or just
around? Yeah, they've tested it in traffic from what a couple of these articles are saying.
All right.
So, like I said, the bill that passed in Nevada provides for the licensing and testing of driverless cars. And there's a second portion of the bill that's still in debate. And this would grant an exemption for texting behind the wheel of the car that you're not actually driving. So there's two applications here. So the first one would be basically the car is driving you while you're sitting in the driver's seat, kind of like in, what was that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where they did that?
Total Recall?
Something like that. I can't remember. One of the ones.
I just keep thinking of Minority Report.
Yeah.
But those are like on a track.
Yeah, they did that too. Okay. So it's the car's driving you while you're in it, or the other application would be the car just driving itself. Without anybody in it.
Like a delivery.
Yeah, I assume something for a delivery service or to pick somebody up.
That would be awesome.
Something like that. Taxis.
Oh, taxi would be really good. You just get in the back and type in the address into a little computer and it just takes you there.
Yeah, if they had something blocking off, you know, the front portion so you couldn't get to the steering column, which is weird.
Yeah, then you don't even have to tip them.
Yep.
There's nobody even there.
I bet they'd still put a tip jar up.
Yeah, but for who? For what?
For Google.
Well, you know, you're already paying for the service. The tip is for the person.
Yeah.
It's optional. But, all right, so I just started looking up what you were looking at. It looks like they're using it on Toyota Priuses. So they're doing it through Vegas. They just allowed it to be tested. So I guess you can't buy these yet and just start driving with them down the road.
No, they're definitely
driving and having it drive you down the road.
Right. Yeah, they're definitely in the testing phase of this. They're not letting you buy it yet.
It says that they did road tests in California for 140,000 miles with limited human intervention. So it looks like they have a couple test cars that they've been running. In those 140,000 miles, the only accident that they've had has been by a human actually that rear-ended it at a stoplight. So
damn humans.
So what are they using then? How do they actually drive themselves with traffic, with stopping and looking out for people running into them?
I don't know. I haven't actually looked at the technology behind it all. I mean, it's got to be some sort of robotics. I know it's linked to Google's Maps function as far as, you know, how to route and where it goes, which, you know, I have an Android, so, you know, it works really well as far as the navigation portion of it at all. And I assume it's a much more robust version of that.
Right. Oh, okay. Sorry, I just found it actually. It says they use laser range finders, I guess, to see how far they are from things to perceive depth. And then video cameras to detect traffic. And then, like you said, the Google Maps to find their way from point to point. I guess the problem would be is it better than a human driver?
Say you're about to get T-boned from a car coming in an opposite direction. Like, how is the car going to react in that instance?
Because
I assume that it can get you from point A to point B, right? And avoid other cars. But yeah, just that snap reaction time of...
Which is quicker than humans.
Right.
That's what it was saying. But yeah, I don't know what its evasive action would be speed up or...
Or would it take, say, like you're on a highway or something and the choices are hit the guardrail or hit another car.
Yeah.
Like that's super complicated algorithms that those computers are having to calculate.
It's making a decision. You know?
It's basically like on iRobot. Remember the premise of the movie, why Spooner had a chip on his shoulder the whole time was because the robot saved him and not the girl because of the percentage chance that he would survive versus her.
Right.
And he was pissed because he wanted the robot to save her regardless of what the percentage chance that he was going to survive was.
So it just takes out all the human element of decision making. I mean, so
women and children first, that sort
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess it puts all lives equal, which is good. Women and children suck.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Okay, so what do you think the benefits then would be to having these cars as opposed to driving ourselves if they're just as good as humans? I mean, besides being able to text behind the wheel, well, I mean, what else?
Yeah, what's the point of this? I guess, I mean, what I mean, I've read...
These cars are going to be crazy expensive.
Yeah,
so
totally.
So if all you can do is text behind the wheel, you know,
right.
Might be a waste.
Well, you know, have, what is that, my sweet 16 birthday party or something?
Right.
On MTV. I mean, those girls, they have to text.
At least.
Yeah.
Every 6 seconds.
Yep. So, now besides 16-year-old girls needing these vehicles, I'd say what I've read is that they're trying to make highways more efficient, basically, so that they can fit more cars in a space, whereas as opposed to people driving vehicles themselves, they're not going to be able to fit that many cars in the highway.
Safely.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. So what about traffic? I mean, would this get rid of traffic, do you think?
I think things would be a lot smoother. You're coming from the perspective that this is the perfect world with only Google cars. No random outliers.
So you can't have both.
Right. But just for argument's sake, I'm just coming from the perspective that everybody has Google cars.
Okay. So if everyone had Google cars, you could fit more people closer together.
Right.
I guess you'd have no rubberneckers. You wouldn't have people turn in watching accidents, or you would, but they wouldn't have to slow down.
How old are you?
What? What the phrase rubberneckers?
I don't even know what that means.
When you drive by an accident and you turn your neck as far as possible to see what's going on.
Okay. Yeah. Totally. Never.
You've never heard that phrase? I don't think that's an old phrase. I think you're dumb for not knowing it.
Yeah. Okay. Agree to disagree.
So yeah. Well, anyway, they wouldn't have that. You would. The car would continue going. You wouldn't have people slamming.
Oh, they totally still have that. You could rubberneck all you want.
Well, that's what I mean. You could do it, but it wouldn't be slowing traffic down.
Okay. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. You have a front seat view to all those nasty accidents. It's gonna be great.
There's nothing that pisses me off more than driving down the road,
right,
and there's an accident on the side of the road. Traffic is, you know, bumper to bumper stopped. And by the time you get up there, no lanes are being impeded by the actual accident or the tow truck or anything.
Right.
They're all on the shoulder, and everyone is slowing down just to look at it.
Yeah, or the accident's on the other side of the road.
Exactly.
And it's not
even
affecting
worse.
Them at all. It's and just, oh, I got to see the mutilation.
Morbid and disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so less traffic. I mean, you just said, what if this is a perfect world? What if we don't want to drive?
Right.
Or actually, have Google drive us.
Yeah. So I think that's definitely going to be a valid point. And everybody in America with their entitlement issues are going to say that, you know, this is impeding.
This is America.
This is America. This is impeding my freedoms. I need my Ford Bronco
that
only
that
gets
stupid.
4 miles to the gallon.
I'm sure that all Southern people love that when you do a stupid person, that the Southern accent is the first to be implemented.
That's why I moved from Tennessee.
Yeah, so now you're not stupid.
Okay, so let's talk about, like you said, these cars are going to be crazy expensive. So with the only cars being on the road being the Google cars, I think that they can make them much cheaper. Like, there's no need to have all these extremely robust vehicles and safety features and all this other stuff, because
You're just going to run into the exact same problem that we have now. I mean,
what's that?
It would be much better at $3.50 a gallon to buy Toyota Yaris's or Priuses or smart cars, but people don't want to. They want a big Suburban or a truck or something, you know. It's just choice. People want what they don't need.
Right.
So if, you know, these were perfectly safe and there was no one that died, the 37,000 deaths a year didn't happen anymore.
Yeah, driving's the most dangerous thing that we do as human beings.
Exactly. And we still choose to get in the biggest vehicle that causes the most. I mean, we think of it as saving us.
Yeah, because it's safer by making it dangerous for everybody else.
Exactly. But people without a boat still have a huge truck with a hitch on it.
Right.
You know, I mean, or without any need for it is what
I'm
getting
at. Yeah, my sister.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, Carly. Why would people choose then, or at least even if they're not choosing, it's being forced upon them, why would they just allow it to happen as far as having something else drive them?
I think that's when the debate's going to come on and all the talking heads will start, you know, going off about whether driving is a right or just a privilege that you're allowed to do in America. Okay, so going back to safety and how this would, you know, be safer to drive than allowing people to continue to drive their own vehicles manually. I talked to my buddy Rob, and his sister had had her car totaled. It was parked outside of her house, and this woman had a seizure and ran into the car.
Okay.
So she was unable to drive the vehicle anymore. She's driving something that weighs, what, how much do cars weigh? 5,000 pounds?
No, I don't think that much, but yeah. I mean, it depends on the car, I guess. Yeah. But yeah,
2,000 to 3,000 pounds, something like that. And it's, you know, no one's driving it anymore. You know, you had a seizure. You're incapable of driving the vehicle anymore. It slams into Sarah's car, and now she's out of a vehicle for 2 weeks.
Okay.
I mean, this even hit, you know, celebrity news. The Macho Man Randy Savage from the WWF.
Oh, right.
He had a heart attack and ran into a tree and killed himself. Okay. There's no foul play, no drug abuse or drugs in his system, no alcohol. I mean, if he was driving a Google car in this instance, he may have lived.
Okay. I guess the only counter argument to that would be is, I mean, computers crash, and I don't mean in the car sense, but they, you know, freak out, and you know, you get a bug, you get a virus, it gets hacked, you know, whatever happens, and
hacking
would be a huge issue with something like
exactly.
this.
The car all of a sudden takes you somewhere that you don't want to be going,
or the president's car, right. You know, I mean, anything crazy like that could happen.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think that's just coming up with the same thing. I mean, online banking, I'm sure when that first came out, people were like, what? No way. I'm not putting that kind of information out there for anybody to have. But, I mean, you just build the technology to protect it. And, I mean, you have to change. If it ends up being safer and could save lives by that way, I mean, I think you risk that. That's, I mean, that's my philosophy.
Yeah, I mean, the only, once again, another argument is just, choice. I mean, the same argument. It's just a choice that everyone wants to be able to do what they want to. People aren't going to just say from logic, you know what? I agree. This is safer for me, so I'm going to choose something else.
Do you realize that you could have a heart attack at any time? You could fall asleep. You could be drunk. It's not only like you're, you know, extending your right to do what you want at the expense of everybody else. I think there's definitely going to be a transitionary period where there will be Google cars on the road at the same time as people driving their regular cars, because you can't just, you know, overnight definitely. Switch over. But then it's just going to be a constant analytics battle of which ones are better, which ones are getting in more accidents. If insurance companies get on board and know that, you know, you're driving a Google car and your insurance goes to, you know, $10 a month because they know how safe they are. They trust Google more than they trust, you know, your 16-year-old.
Right. Yeah. It's just incentive. Yeah. It's going to come down to incentive that people can logically think, okay, I'm safer. And then monetarily, if it's cheap enough and their insurance goes down enough. So would you let a car drive you?
Absolutely. I just
wanted to ask. I would definitely do it.
After seeing the video, there's already videos of people, I assume journalists for either blogs or websites or newspapers, and they're, you know, in the back seat, and the car is driving way faster than I thought it was going to.
Oh no, I did. I just watched that video. Yeah.
So I mean, they're going through cones, going 30 miles an hour, taking hard.
The tires were squealing.
Yeah,
and I actually thought, I didn't know if it was supposed to be going on a rooftop.
Right.
I didn't know if they were supposed to be going that fast.
Exactly.
Yeah, that
so
was...
obviously it's a closed circuit and everything, but I assumed that it was just going to be, you know, a 15 mile an hour jaunt around a circular course.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, this
it
guy
was much more
is
impressive.
Doing figure eights and. Yeah, he's probably going to start drifting, like going up against Vin Diesel and stuff.
You know, that's probably the biggest problem with these cars is we will no longer have Fast and the Furious movies.
Yeah, they'll all go the same speed because they're all Priuses run by Google.
Yeah, they're set at one speed. Yeah. Vin Diesel will be out of a job.
Just gun it to 88.
Okay, so I guess we can talk about application of this. One of the cool things that we just talked about... blind people or people, you know, elderly people that normally wouldn't have a license would be a lot more independent, be able to get themselves around easier and
absolutely.
Safely. So I think that would be amazing.
Yeah. Or even, I mean, say you have two working parents and you need to pick your kids up from school.
The car just picks the kids up from school.
Right. And then maybe brings, say it's your car that you drove to work.
Oh, that's
you send
awesome.
The car to go pick your kid up, and the kid comes back to your office to pick you up, and then you both go home together so you can talk about the day.
Yeah. No, that's right. Awesome. You can play a game in the backseat with your kid. Look at his pictures.
Yeah.
Look
yeah.
at his pictures from school, and, you know, I mean, I wouldn't advertise it that way as like more family time, but I mean, I guess the applications are, I hadn't even thought about that
right.
as far as sending it to do errands.
Right.
This could revolutionize society in general to where you could order your groceries online,
send your car.
It with, you know, license plate, you know, 689 XYZ.
Right.
And now that car is registered to just be loaded with your groceries.
Yeah, either that. So, like, you could do it from either perspective,
cool.
like from the grocery stores where they're the ones sending cars, or you could send your own car to the grocery store. Either way,
right?
So, I mean, yeah, there's, I think, and with this, what makes me more excited than anything else is that it's saving time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just that you're saving time doing things that you don't have to do. Like you said, if you're in the backseat with your child after school or work, and you're able to have a more, I don't know, intimate. Sort of interaction with them
yeah.
as opposed to getting all road raged out and swearing in front of them and becoming like a really bad
example. I guess
that's
assuming that everybody
yeah.
does that.
We
but
you never know. I mean, we live in a smaller town, so it's we don't really have to deal with that as much.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, some people have.
I mean, it's an extra 4-hour
commutes
minutes.
And stuff like that in LA.
Not even gonna go that far.
You
but
know
yeah.
what I mean? I mean, yeah, maybe it's not that far
oh, well,
or that long, but I mean, you could get so much work done in that.
That's exactly what I was just gonna say was efficiency.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as far as you've got an hour commute to work
mm-hmm.
to and from. I mean, you just added an extra 2 hours worth of productivity to
right.
your day.
I mean, you could do that. I mean, this could. Also change the way that cars even look on the inside. They could almost be mobile desks so that you just hop right in and continue to work.
A desk, a coffee table, a couch.
Whatever.
I mean, people not even facing the road.
Yeah.
That would be, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it did in the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie I was talking about.
Oh.
It kind of like all of a sudden shifted the two front seats to like a 45-degree angle so they're almost facing each other. And then when they went to go back into manual mode when they wanted to take over the steering because I think they were out in the woods or something, they were going off-road.
What is that movie?
It would shift forward.
I bet everybody's going to think we're idiots because we don't know what movie
yeah,
that is.
Yeah, we'll look it up after and put it in the show notes or something. So with all these applications that we're talking about, when it concerns Google Cars and everything, like obviously there's a ton of things, a ton of good stuff that could come out of
it. Yeah, endless possibilities for it, really.
Right. So,
as long as people are willing to, you know, kind of change their lives accordingly.
Yeah, embrace the technology.
Just like anything we talk about, you know, people have to take change and run with it and not be scared of new technology and not be scared of computers killing us.
Exactly. It's just embracing newness and change, and that's... And it's just not natural for people to do. There's always going to be pushback on that.
So I guess the biggest thing we're missing is feedback from the audience.
How long do you think it's... Say Google has a working prototype. It's perfect now. How long before you think that this would be implemented and that, you know, the government would allow these on the road?
Another would be choice. Would you choose to just to have a car drive you? Would you give up your right to speed or to pass the person that's driving too slow in front of you?
Yeah, and finally, just is there any other applications that you guys could think of that we've overlooked?
Thanks for listening to Fix the Universe. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Podomatic, and now on iTunes.